So this is a really interesting movie. I can't believe I've never seen it before. So this guy is trying to explain to all his big professor friends that he's immortal. When you described it, I was expecting sword fights and music by Queen, but this is more like a big philosophical discussion, huh? So you're trying to impress me with some smarty fans sci-fi film with a lot of Star Trek people. Well, maybe it's working. I'll never tell. Maybe I will tell if you can just explain why you finally asked me out. I mean, seriously, I've been on you for months. Yeah. I guess I can be pretty persistent. Don't you think that sort of thing makes for a good story later, though? You can tell our grandkids how I just wouldn't give up no matter how many times you tried to play hard to get with me. I just kept on showing up and around you and flirting with you until you finally said yes to me. It's so romantic, right? The perseverance of love. How could I resist? Right? Look how cute you are. My friends all thought it was weird, like I was obsessed with you or some shit. God. Ashley kept saying, oh, but he's so short though. Stupid cunt. I mean, first of all, I'm not obsessed. Sometimes I just want something, right? I can't a person just show an interest. Sorry. I did not know I was squeezing your arm so tight. I just get so excited sometimes, you know? What was I saying? Right. Ashley. She's so dumb sometimes. Like, what does height have to do with anything anyway? Or, like, size in general? So what if I'm bigger than you are? I think you're adorable. Look, when I hug you to me, it's like I overwhelm you with my body. You're like a little toy. Anyway, even though I knew you'd come around eventually, I was still a little surprised when you finally agreed to see me. I mean, you've been dating all those stupid bitches for so long, I was thinking you'd never come around to a nice girl like me. They must have treated you pretty bad, huh? It's all over now. I treat the man in my life like a prince. That's the way it should be. Speaking of which, I still haven't properly thanked you for coming over and showing me this movie. Come here, I want it. Hey, why are you moving away from me? Jesus, I was just going to give you a hug. You act like I'm going to jump on top of you or some shit. Listen, I'm not like that. I told you, I'm a nice girl. Ask anybody. Now, come on. Come here. There, see? I just wanted you to sit next to me so I could put my arm around you. Isn't it nice? We're cuddling. God, you're so cute. Those other girls you dated are total idiots, but what do you expect of some stupid Becky, right? Oh, you know, a Becky. Girls that are just using cute guys like you. They don't respect you. They don't treat you right. They just see guys as like a conquest or something. All they care about is getting into your pants. Like that last girl you were with. I bet she cheated on you, right? Well, whatever. Even if she's going through some weird family drama, that's no reason to dump you. It was mutual. It sounds like you found a good way to save face when she was being selfish. You're pretty smart. You dress smart, too. You look really fucking sexy in those glasses. Anybody ever tell you that? Hey, do you want a drink? I have lots of alcohol. I bought some Jaeger and Red Bull. No? Come on, don't be all frigid. Have some fun with me. Fine. Jesus Christ, you don't have to make a federal case out of it. I thought you just might want to loosen up. Here, let me give you a shoulder massage. Maybe that'll help. Okay, seriously? What the hell? I'm just trying to be nice to you, and you're being kind of a fucking jerk to me. It's like everything I try to do to treat you right, you just shit all over. What are you, just like all the other guys attracted to stupid fucking Beckys who treat you like crap? I mean, what's the deal? You'll fuck those bitches, but you won't fuck me? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not attractive enough for you? God. If I knew you were so fucking shallow, I would have shown more cleavage, I guess. I mean, that's what you're into, right? Just girls with big tits who get off on using you. Girls that treat you like garbage and don't care about you, huh? You know what? Come here. No, come here. Stop moving around. What are you going to do? I'm bigger than you. So I guess I was real naive, thinking I could treat you right and you'd come to your senses. It's not what you're into at all. You just like Beckys who come in and put you down and take whatever they want. Well, that's fine. I can be the biggest Becky you've ever had. Oh, quit it. That is pathetic. You can't stop me. You're so cute and little, remember? Now come here. You like that? You like it when I kiss your neck? God, you're such a dead fish. Newsflash. Girls like it when you move around a little. Yeah, that's more like it. Feels like we're finally getting a reaction out of you, huh? Oh, I can feel that. If I knew you were packing such a nice big dick, I would have moved on you sooner. Guess you can't say you aren't enjoying this anymore. The body doesn't lie, boy. You fucking love this. I guess I did one thing right today when I wore this skirt. Now you can get a taste of this pussy I know you've been craving. Yeah, that's right. Don't fight it. I know you want this as much as I do. Oh, fuck. Damn. You really know how to use your tongue. You got me dripping. You like all that pussy juice on your face? God, I bet you do. I knew you were a closet slut. Is this how all your stupid little girlfriends did it? It is, isn't it? They just flashed their big tits at you and you were down on your knees eating them out. Did they even call you after? You're so lucky you found me, baby. Even though you treated me so bad, I'll still have you. I'll call you after. Treat you right. Fuck, I'll treat you so good, baby. All you have to do is treat me good. Can you do that? Treat me good, baby. Yeah, you're a slut. You're gonna take this pussy. Yeah, take it. Okay, take it. You're mine. That was nice, baby. Come here. Let me hold you. You'll see how great everything can be when you treat me good. Oh, there's that stubborn attitude again. Stop struggling. Listen, if you treat me good, then I'll... I'll treat you good. See? It's better when you just let me do what I want, isn't it? Look how much of you I can take in my mouth. Aren't you glad I made you ask me out now? You're just like Ashley, weren't you? All worried about being with a bigger girl. Well, let me show you what a bigger girl can do. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. I could just suck this cock all day. Would you like that? No? Too bad you don't have a choice. When I was little, my daddy used to tell me that big girls can get whatever they want because they're big enough just to take it. Well, I'm a big girl, aren't I? Aren't I? That's right. You answer me when I talk to you. I'm a nice, big girl, and I decided what I want. So you're mine now. This cock is mine. I'll suck it whenever I want. And you're gonna get me off whenever I want to, aren't you? That's good. You answered a lot quicker this time. God, you're fucking cute. And you're my boyfriend now. Shh. It's okay. It's okay. It's all over. You did it. We're together now. I'm gonna take care of you, just like I said I would. I'm not like those Beckys. I'm a nice girl. See how I hold you? This is what it's gonna be like with me. All the time. You did the right thing. Choosing me. You're safe with me. I can just hold you close to me like this. Oh, you're like a little bear. A little teddy bear. Just a little toy.